So, really final question. I was going to ask you before, Sarah, about new trials with PARP inhibitors and new strategies. And one of the things we're hearing in other cancers is combining it with stuff, whether it's targeted therapy. I've heard PARP inhibitors. What are some of the strategies that are being looked at to try to stretch out PARP inhibitors or improve their action?
I think PARP inhibitors are now being looked at in combination with immune therapy. I agree with George, the immune therapy data is underwhelming. I don't think we should be going leaps and bounds to get this outside of a clinical trial for our patients. And it's not without toxicity. Immune therapy, I had a half of the patient ward when I was on the inpatient ward last year was from autoimmune colitis, hypophysitis, adrenal insufficiency. These are major toxicities, and it's not the majority of patients, but it's something to be aware of. So PARP inhibition combined with other strategies, also immune therapy being combined with things like histone deacetylase inhibitors to see if we can increase the immunogenicity of the tumor.
Although, and actually last week in that seat right there, we were doing the same thing in lung cancer. Somebody presented a patient, first line pembrolizumab, rip-roaring colitis. But the truth is, that's not typical. And when you look at their stuff and you see side, I love the curves that have the checkpoint on one side and docetaxel on the other side. It's a pretty big difference. Have you, any of you used a checkpoint inhibitor in a breast cancer patient?
I've done it once in compassionate use, and I did it primarily in a young woman who had actually been almost at the point of starting a clinical trial at another institution, and then it was pulled away from her because her LFTs were too high, and when we repeated them, they were in the right range, and lots of reasons, but I got it for compassionate use. We tried three doses, and she progressed right through it.
We should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, abemaciclib was approved in combination with fulvestrant for women with hormone receptor positive HER2 negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer with disease progression following endocrine therapy and as monotherapy for patients with ER positive HER2 negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer with disease progression following endocrine therapy and prior chemotherapy in the metastatic setting. In addition, pertuzumab was approved in combination with trastuzumab and chemotherapy as adjuvant treatment of patients with HER2-positive early breast cancer at high risk for recurrence. Finally, olaparib was approved for patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious germline BRCA-mutated HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer who have been treated with chemotherapy either in the neoadjuvant, adjuvant, or metastatic setting. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community-based oncologists, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Meet the Professors Breast Cancer Edition.